Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, come on. Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Welcome in, Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, full cast of characters today as we broadcast live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning in 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms, lakeland.edu. We're going to catch up on some calls here, and then we'll get to the topic du jour here at 12 o'clock. You think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than they pass the ball. But before we do that, let's catch up on some people that have been sitting on hold. Greg in Oak Creek, you're next with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. What's up, Greg?
Hey, I went to St. Norbert, and one of our guys in our group made the pack. This is 1966, I think. In any event, or not 66, 1970, his name was Larry Krause. He was the first 17th round draft pick make it since Bart Starr.
Mm.
He'd come after practice that night. Sometimes he'd wander into the bar and we'd ask, we'd all kinds of questions for him. And first of all, one of the guys asked me, he said, don't be mad at me, but how much do you make a year? Guys were betting that he made $50,000 a year, and some guys would say $75,000, and finally he coughed it up and he was making $15,000 a year.
Mm.
Okay.
A lot of those guys had to work two jobs. Those guys worked in the off season sometimes, on top of working, obviously during the football season.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But did they buy his drinks?
Yeah. So one of the things they asked him, he kind of laughed about it. And he says, "Yeah." He said, "Today we had to go in afterwards." He said, and they had the insurance man there, so he'd go through and ask everybody what their position was, and they kind of based some of their insurance on.
By the position you played.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran back kickoffs, and he kind of laughed, and he said, "You're not going to believe this." He says, "But the name of my position," he says, "is Suicide Squad." So that kind of gave away what he had to do. That's it. I just thought you'd be interested in that.
Thank you.
College. Yeah. All right, and he graduated the same time Leroy did, and it means he'd be 73 years old right now.
Well, Leroy ain't 73.
Yeah, I am. What are you talking about? I am 73.
I had to throw that in. I thought somebody would laugh, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, it's fine, Greg.
We're going to let it slide, Greg.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, he's trying to be a funny guy.
I got to take up for Leroy. Leroy ain't 73.
I am 73. Yo. Hey, we stayed at Victor McCormick Hall. What did you stay at St. Norbert's?
Same place.
Victor McCormick.
Yeah.
I think I was in room 109.
I just noticed something.
What?
You remember I brought up to this dude over here, Leroy.
You talking about Leroy?
Yeah. What? Where I brought up, I said, hey, man, what happened to the other part of your mustache?
Yeah.
It's just gray, dog. Now look at it. It's all black.
I colored it.
You colored it?
Yeah, I gotta get rid of that gray.
All of a sudden, it's a full black mustache.
Isn't that nice?
Yesterday it was gray. Today it's black. Like it's real pronounced now. Yeah, looks like he took a pencil to it and colored it in.
He might have had somewhere to beat his moan, so he got.
I had to go to school, man.
It looked good.
Well, you gotta have a mask.
But it's Spectrum News One today too, isn't it?
Bingo.
TV.
I'm gonna do. You know, I do my makeup right back here. I do my makeup right here. You see me do my makeup?
Yeah.
Gary don't shine like. Him and Dennis, they don't shine like me.
I do.
But the other day, it was kind of hot in there. And
it's been hot lately.
Really?
Yeah. So we need to pay the bill over there.
All right.
Let's
see what Mike got.
I don't know where this is going to take us.
Uh-oh.
But I have a question for Mike before Mike goes wherever Mike's going to go.
Mike, from the South Side.
I know which Mike this is. Mike Southside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Mike is listening.
Mike, I have a question. I want you to tell.
I appreciate you.
I heard you this morning
you too,
in Milwaukee at our morning show talking.
I didn't call this morning.
I heard you talking with Bart. Mike, what did you do for Halloween last year? Did you hand out candy?
Oh, maybe I did call.
Yeah, you did call, Mike. It's okay.
Though. It's okay.
Yeah, about the money? Okay.
Yeah, tell Gary Leroy what you did for Halloween.
You want me to tell a story again?
Yes, because it was I literally have told three people.
I ran out of candy, so I put $2 in a Ziploc, and the kid said, why didn't you just go buy more candy?
How much did you spend on money, giving out money to kids? Like $100?
Oh, people always give money out.
I've never received money in my life.
Never. Give me your address.
So wait a minute. So
talking to a veteran trick or treater.
That's amazing.
So you put $2 in a Ziploc bag.
It was handing them out to kids. Gave away like $100 in cash.
That's nice.
No kids with black hoodies, though. No costume, no money.
Right. So he had a sign that said, no costumes, no candy, no money.
That's fair. It's my money.
Right?
I got a sign.
Yeah.
Because I'm a sign maker. That's awesome. But I wanted to say.
That's great.
I think some of them. Hold on a second. Hold on.
I think that's great.
Hold on. I want to advance this a little bit.
That's great.
Now, think about this for a second, right?
That's great.
You're a kid. I get $2.
Right.
Okay. If everybody's doing $2, I can make $100 in a night.
I think it's great.
Go get me a nice video game or something else. Your teeth don't rot, nothing like that from having candy.
No, they want the candy because Mike said they yelled at him and said, why you ain't giving us candy?
I know what they said. I'm just telling you, give me the money.
Go ahead, Mike.
Go ahead, Mike.
I'm glad you're listening, though. That's really complimentary.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget, I was in a bar that was packed. And when Summerall said, Favre wants it all, rise and touchdown, everybody ran outside and did the Lambeau leap into a snowbank.
Nice.
Yeah, that was common back in the day.
Can I get a little bit of PJ Tucker in
here? Sure, you only call once in the big show. Yes, go ahead.
Am I hearing bad juju?
Well, he's upset.
He's upset. That he wanted to be here, so he said he's circling the Bucks every time he plays them going forward in his career.
They would have had to pay him $10 million. A UPS truck's gonna pull up and give him a $30,000 ring.
That ring gotta be the best I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, he's gonna get a ring for sure.
$1,000 one to add to the collection.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get a ring. No doubt about that, Mike. Thanks for the call.
I like that because we were talking about Aaron Rodgers, what he said about one of the students asked a question about it, about I own you, trash talking. And you know what that kid said? And I admire it. That kid said, I'm glad he didn't apologize. I think he was like maybe 11. Because if you would have said that and you're in the heat of the moment and then all of a sudden I want to apologize to the Chicago Bears for saying, he said that would have been lame. You know, kids will say anything. I say, hey, man, I don't mind Tucker doing that. I don't mind. Fine.
No, like Gary said, fine. You should be
fine.
Should mad be some type of way.
Fine.
You should be. Just like if you get fired from your job and you go work for the competing company, you should be trying to put them out of business.
And he probably thought bringing Portis back, you could probably bring me back. Oh, I should have been here over Portis. I'm thinking
Portis came back for no money with the promise that they're going to pay him next year.
Exactly.
That was a we'll take care of you later, but you know, play our game here.
Yes.
Now, but again, hopefully nothing happens.
He gets hurt. When Portis gets healthy, you'll see why. He's a problem.
Yes, he was very good last year.
Yes.
Very good.
But Tucker was good too. I don't want to diminish that, but I like that. But just like Jim and Mann said yesterday, Steve, when you were talking about it. When you go to these different locker rooms, even Gary talked about it, because I never went to another locker room. Okay, I was privileged. But when you go in these different locker rooms, a team that got swept, I swept Miami. Now I'm with y'all to try to beat the champs that I got to ring.
But he
can be awkward.
But Leroy, he's going to a locker room with Spoelstra's had his thing with the Bucks and Giannis beat him in the second round. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler's always had something going on with
Jimmy
the Bucks.
Buckets.
Said
always.
He didn't like Milwaukee, blah 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 when he was with the Bulls. So he's
he like
always,
him. He just don't like him.
He's always had beef with the Bucks forever.
It's a nice
Kyle Lowry, he's had his run-ins with Toronto with the Bucks over the course of time. So he's been involved with the Bucks back and forth. And now you throw PJ Tucker and his attitude into that locker room.
Bring it on.
That team is gonna want something.
Bring it on.
They're
the Bucks
gonna want
best team
something.
In the league.
Yes, they
Bring
are.
It on.
Totally agree.
Come get some, cuz.
But this is what comes with being a champion, right?
Exactly.
You get that target.
Yes. You're right, cuz the next year we went to the Super Bowl, we didn't win. You could Google those results. But each year, each week, teams are ready for us. And Mike told us this. When you win the Super Bowl, everybody wants a piece of you. Even teams like Washington football team. Hey, we're on national stage. I would love to upset these guys at home. That's how you get your recognition. So if I'm a Bucks player, again, bring it on.
Yeah, I'd love to win the lottery too, but that's not going to happen.
You got to play
it,
though. You got to play it. You can't win it if you don't play it.
I guarantee you, dog.
Give them $2 from Mike.
Somebody just won a scratch-off scratch off the other day, Leroy.
$60,000. Sure did, $60,000. Sure did. That's a fact.
Scratch
what,
off.
Like a $10 scratch-off or something?
I think it was $5 or something.
Yeah.
$60,000.
What, you want to play a scratch-off?
Boom.
No, I've played scratch-offs from time to time.
Yeah,
I mean, it's better to go build them nativity scenes. You doing over spending all that
I'm
money?
I'm not
on,
building nativity scenes, man.
Scary. You got a haunted house.
What's different between nativity scene and what you doing? Same thing.
I'll
what's
show
a,
you.
What's it? What you said?
Nativity scene. He got nativity scenes all up around his house.
It's a haunted house.
He buying new tables to put up nativity scenes. You ain't gonna have nowhere to walk in that house there for shortly.
The living
for
room.
Shortly.
You should have people walk through your house for $5, man.
He
make
could.
Some money.
He could charge.
Yeah.
You should get one of them disco lights, Steve.
So like like one of those.
Yeah, but you got a lot of them.
Yeah. You were correct.
Nativity scene.
Yeah.
Nativity scene, you can go inside or outside. These can only go inside.
Right. They walk in your house. Your house is a nativity scene.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk through.
I don't have a thing of Jesus and Mary and so forth in there.
Nativity
no.
scene don't gotta be Jesus and Mary.
What is it? What is it then?
It could be all the stuff that you're doing, all on the line them up, all
what
on the wall.
Are you talking about, man?
All the Disney.
All the Disney scenes.
Halloween.
It ain't got to be Mary and all that.
How many scenes he got? About 50?
He just told me he bought a new table.
Just Google nativity scene. They all have Jesus in them, man.
Yeah.
All
but that's the same thing. That's what you got.
It does have Jesus.
But that's what you got. That's what you got.
I don't have Jesus in any of
them. Yeah, but they're the same little houses like that. So yours may be Mickey Mouse. Whatever.
Hey, Toby, put that Sam.
So
Sam,
instead of Jesus,
put,
you got Mickey,
Steve
Mickey
address
Mouse
on the
now.
Internet, man, so we can make him some money. Have
same
people come
thing,
look
Steve.
At his house.
Steve, same thing.
Y'all meet
thing.
Me at Pick and say I'll take everybody to Steve's house.
Is that what y'all going to do? Have to bring a bus over and have people walk through the house?
Hey, you may make $5,000, though.
Yeah, right.
You'll make $5,000.
And all you got to do is lay down some plastic on your floor.
Yeah, you got to have the plastic.
So people can walk through.
Yeah. And they're going to spill.
You head them through the front all the way out to the back.
Hand out hot chocolates. They walk in.
Well, yeah, that's up to you. But yeah, right? They have a hot chocolate out
bring
back
your own
on
mug,
the way
though.
Out.
On the way out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you got to have a mask on.
That means I really gonna have to get to decorating the outside then.
No costume, no walkthrough.
Right.
I'm with Mike. If you're gonna dress up, get the candy.
All right, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer asking you this. Do you think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than they pass the ball like they did against the Chicago Bears? Can that be a formula to success week in and week out?
We'll discuss that next here on the Wendy's Big Show. But first, Leroy Butler is going to tell us about his friends over at New Mail.
Get 5 to 6 or 7, 8, 10, 11 of your songs. I saw people today, they were dedicated. They were walking in the rain. I ain't going to do that.
Do what?
They were walking in the rain. I mean, they had their raincoats on. They were walking.
Were they singing?
Exercise.
Yeah,
I don't know, but they had on some headphones, and they were getting their exercise in. Right. I mean, if you don't want to do that, I don't advocate you getting sick, but if you can just move around, you know, go up some stairs and just listen to some of your music, or you can, you know, do some aerobics. Remember aerobics? Who was doing aerobics? What's that? From Three's Company. What was her name? Suzanne Summers?
Yeah. Chrissy.
And
Three's Company.
One of them girls.
Chrissy Snow.
One of them girls.
One of them used to do the aerobics type thing.
My mom did aerobics, I remember.
Yeah, you do it right in your living room. You can save money. You
could
do that.
Well, back then you could go to, what was the name of those? Vic Tanny?
Yeah, Vic Tanny.
Right? They had aerobic classes, I think.
They
always
still do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be in the back, girl. You got to be up front. You can't be in the back of the class. Can the teacher spot you out and she's going to embarrass you because you're going to be trying to cut corners. Don't do that. New Mail don't want you to cut no corners. But just get the blood flowing. I think that's the most important thing about men's health. And if we can just find out if you have low T, because I think a lot of men suffer from it and they may not know, we want to stop that. We want to stop the stigma of not wanting to go to the doctor. Make an investment into yourself. A lot of people don't do that. They buy new cars, new houses, but their health is
Christmas
not
trees.
Very good. Yeah. If you want to do that, fine. We don't judge. We don't judge. But if you want to make an investment into your health, we can help you do that. Like them on Facebook, too, and that's New Mail. 414-441-1771. That's 414-441-1771. New Mail Medical Center. I'm starting to laugh about these trees. Tell Leroy Butler sent you.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. He's Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and you. Bucks Heat tonight. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So you have to act fast. When the Bucks win tonight, you win tomorrow at Wendy's. You think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than they actually pass the ball? That is the question at hand, because in that last game, you know, they showed that they could run the ball more than they throw it and still come out on top. And Leroy, when Gary, when you weren't here, was playing the you all didn't think Aaron Rodgers would be happy not being able to throw the ball. You all didn't think he could be like Jimmy Garoppolo or whoever and run the ball the majority of the time.
Is that your Leroy Butler voice?
I don't do a Leroy Butler voice.
It sounded pretty good.
I don't know.
I said I wanted to gloat a little bit because when Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball 9 times, he ran the ball, and I think we were talking. I don't know if it was on air or off air. And you two jokers were like, oh, A-Rod ain't going to do that. He ain't going to just hand it off. He's going to change the plays to get the numbers. I said, no, he won't.
Now, in this game, he had 23 pass attempts.
They ran it 31, though.
Right. 7 of which
was
him.
Fine.
But, yeah, so 24 carries between Jones and Dillon, 7 for Rodgers, 31, running the ball more than throwing. So the question, though, is do you think they can win consistently that way by running more than passing, Leroy?
Yes, because A.J. Dillon is a problem. I think the best 1-2 punch is Cleveland. Both guys are hurt. Another 1-2 punch is in Dallas with Pollard and Ezekiel. That's a good punch, right?
Yes.
Hey, man. Arizona got a nice one with Connor and the other young man. His name escapes me. Chase Edmonds. Thank you.
Sam Schnitz.
Hey, man. 33-28 is a problem. And their carry's been about the same. Both guys average 5 yards a carry. Guess what that opened up for when MVS get back? Lord have mercy. 80-yard bombs play action. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best play action quarterbacks in the history of this game. If they run the ball like that, and sometimes they'll run it, they won't even get no yards. 2 or 3 yards. But if you go in the game just throwing it and just trying to out-throw, throw, throw, you know, teams can just say, hey, man, we can just, you know, let you get yours, but we'll beat you. Not only do you run that clock out, but this is what LaFleur's system really looks like. Aaron throwing the ball 20 times, 22, 23 times, and running the ball, multiple tight end sets. Now, that's why they keep all these tight ends. So if you look at X's and O's on PackerNews.com, me and Tom Silverstein talked about it. We drew up one of the plays to where Joseph DeGuara, how you say his name?
DeGuara.
Yeah, him too. He comes over and kicks out the end, and now, oh man, 8-9, seal off block, him and 74. You pull the most wanted young athletic guard because he's a better run blocker, Newman, than pass blocking, allegedly. Those plays are hard to stop. I remember I asked Jim Taylor, rest in peace. People knew y'all were going to run this sweep.
Every time.
They knew y'all were going to run the power. But they couldn't stop it. And when I say power, I mean you pull a guard with a fullback or a tight end, and the back picks his hole. That was the long run that A.J. hit. But instead of running the guy over, A.J. hit him with the Allen Iverson crossover, and the guy fell. He kept running. I think it was 40 yards, I think, 41 yards. So I like that he's not running over people, because I was a little worried when he scored his touchdown previously. He just gave the guy's body up. A guy took a shot at him when he scored. Don't take them shots. The object of the game is to avoid people. And with that leg drive, so yeah, I think they can. And I think they're a legitimate one too. And I didn't know that before. But Gary, you know, I really liked the Jamal. I thought Jamal was a very good 1-2 punch, but he just didn't get the national recognition. It was just, okay, Aaron Jones is out. This is just a serviceable guy. But A.J. Dillon is more than serviceable because he can catch the ball, he can protect, and he's a good runner, especially in the fourth quarter when this weather changed.
What's the question, Steve?
Do you think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than they pass the ball? Got a tweet from Robert, tweets at Big Show Network. I think they need to keep winning this way. With all the injuries they have on defense, the offense needs to run the ball and control the clock and limit the opportunities to the other team's offense. That's Robert tweeting at Big Show Network. What say you, GE?
When you pose this question to me this morning, my answer immediately was, it all depends. It all depends on who they play. It all depends on what teams are giving them. It all depends, because I think that this Packers offense looks like it can morph into different things. It appears that way. And I think they can run the football. And it feels like they can run the football against anybody right now. But they've got to be able to throw it as well. I don't know, and Leroy's right. I mean, the running backs that they have, the duo, I mean, these guys, Leroy didn't use the word platinum, but they are. I mean, both of them. I mean, they really are. The offensive line, that's John Runyon. Now, he may not be the pass block, but he can come off and kick your tail.
Yes. Yes, I like that.
I mean, he come off and rip snort him. You know what I mean?
He'll do what?
Rip snort him.
Rip snort?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that 80s?
Well, I mean, kind of like Rich Moran, you know, he would rip snorter. You know,
snorting was popular in the 70s
Russ
and
Grimm.
The 80s.
Yeah, there you go, Leroy.
Yeah, Russ Grimm.
Them hogs and them.
Yeah.
Little rip snorter. I mean, they want to come off. They want to get up underneath your shoulder pad. They want to drive you. I mean, they happy as pig and slop when they get down there doing that thing like that. So, yes and no. I think you just got to be prepared for both. I mean, I don't know, do you ever want to take the football out of Rodgers' hand?
Well, that's the question.
Do you, at the
end of the day, I think what Robert says is true, the guy that just tweeted in, which is, if you're this banged up on defense and you don't have secondary guys and you cannot afford to get into a shootout because you can't stop anybody, then I think, regardless of who your quarterback is, controlling the ball. Now, you
sure,
could
so
say,
they need to get up 14, run the ball.
So you could say,
that's the MO.
I can control it by
throwing the ball 3 to 4 yards, and that's my running game. And that's how it used to be with this team. That's how they used to run. They'd throw it 3 or 4 yards. That was a running game. Now they can actually run it with running backs and keep the other team off the field and get, you know, 8, 9, 10, 12-minute drives and keep their defense rested and keep the other team's offense. Like Arizona on Thursday, I'll look past Washington. Like Arizona on Thursday, I think that's how you have to kind of go about it. Like, you proved to me that you can stop our run.
What did you
and
just say?
You,
What did you just say?
Arizona.
When they playing Arizona?
I said, I told you, I'm looking past Washington. Moving on. Arizona. Why you, when you
we got to play the Washington football team first, man.
That's nice.
You can't be talking about Arizona. Let's try to win this one.
Taylor Heinicke and that offense is not.
You know what's going to happen, Leroy.
Yeah.
What's going to happen? What?
You setting this up.
They're not losing a game. Stop. So
see,
Taylor,
they do. He wants everybody fired.
No, not at all.
You want everybody fired.
He set us up.
No, I won't.
He set us up.
Listen, Taylor Heinicke.
What color shirt you got on?
I don't know.
Is that burgundy?
Sure.
You got that Washington football team shirt on?
No, man.
He did that for Toby?
No, Toby was wearing his stuff. No.
Do you got
this just happened to match my gray pants.
Yeah, right.
That's all it is. Either way. But Taylor Heinicke and that offense is not as dangerous as Arizona. My point is, when you face an Arizona, a Kansas City, a Seattle when they have Russell Wilson when he's not hurt, you need to keep them off the field if you don't have Jair and King. Now, King practiced yesterday, so we'll see. But when you're, both your starting corners are out and possibly a safety in Savage, you need to control the ball more than worrying about Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball 30 or 40 yards down the field. I think that changes. Like you said, it depends on who you're playing.
It depends on who you're playing.
Now, if you're playing a team that's not that great offensively, then, yeah, go ahead. Let it rip if you want to. Nate Northside, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show with Gary and Leroy. Do you think the Packers can win consistently running the ball more than passing the ball?
Yeah, I do. I believe that everything is set up in Matt LaFleur's offense around the run. If you don't run the ball or attempt to run the ball, those movements and those like those jet sweeps and stuff like that is null and void. It's not effective. If we didn't run the ball great against the Bears, they can just pin their ears back, get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, force improvised throws and stuff like that. So I believe that we can win. Maybe it might not work against Tampa Bay, but the attempts have to be there. You don't have to always run it effectively, but if you get those attempts to make them think, oh, I might run the ball here or I might run the ball there, it sets up big plays in the passing game for Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, and maybe that'll get Tonyan going as well if we run the ball more.
And Tonyan has not blocked all that well either to this point, and that's something that's else that they're going to have to figure out as well. That's what the tape is saying.
I'm going to look at
Nate,
it.
Nate, thanks
I
for the call.
I haven't looked at it. I'm going to look at it myself.
There was one piece of video they put out this week. I remember it was Ben Fennell, somebody.
Was it Robert Quinn?
And Tonyan just whiffed horribly, reached, and Quinn just blew by him. It was over. Quickly.
See, he got to set that up because that's your bootleg. You go in there and block and release your bootleg, you're open. But if you don't do that, then you got to make it look realistic. And now you can do the tight end screen. They did the tight end screen to 89 because you wasn't. So he got to get back to that level to being a difference maker. And they tried to get him down the middle a couple of games ago in the red zone because he had the best matchup, but he couldn't get open. So they're trying to figure. They love tight ends.
See, this is the other thing they about social media, Gary.
What's
brought
that?
Up earlier.
Yeah.
When you screwed up.
Yes.
Or if Leroy screwed up.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody know any
different.
No.
Now you got Leroy
breaking it. A tight end misses a block and it's on Twitter all over the place. Yeah. People going crazy about it. Oh my God! In your era, both of you, ain't nobody know Keith Jackson missed a block at tight end. Ain't nobody talking about it.
Yeah.
Unless
Ben Fennell was not breaking it down.
Okay, the only one that I talked about was Bob McGinn. But outside of Bob McGinn, only McGinn. Outside of Bob McGinn, nobody else. Now every fan that's on social media knows when somebody does something wrong because there's video out there everywhere. And then the player can't say, oh, no, that's not true. Like, man, the video's right here. Like, you whiffed and you missed that guy. That's... That, to me, is kind of the bad part of the whole deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Coming up next, we'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. He talked yesterday. If you missed it, Aaron Rodgers, always very, very good. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers. But first, Gary's going to tell us about his friends over at the Jewelry Center. Rings, necklaces, earrings, watches. Lots of great watches, guys. If you're looking for a good watch, if you're still a watch wearer, they have lots of good watches.
You name it, Steve. You just talk about my good friends at the Jewelry Center. Three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building. Third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin. And if you like most people statewide, shop TJC.com. That's right, shop TJC.com. Right at your fingertips, guys. You can buy just about anything you want to buy at shoptjc.com, right there at their website. And did you know you can design your own diamond engagement ring right there at shoptjc.com? And within 48 hours, they'll get back to you with the price of the ring. Guys, if you're going to another store, I'm telling you right now, you are paying too much money for a piece of jewelry. Take my word for it. Go see my good friend Dean Murray. He's the owner. Call him up, and he will be at the Jewelry Center. And you can get them at shoptjc.com. Is it free bangle Friday? No, not yet.
Tomorrow
be free
bangle
Friday.
It may be earrings, though.
May want to take a look at the website. You can find all the pertinent information there.
Pertinent. I like that.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Don't forget about those Boo Books, baby. They are back. Each $1 book comes with 5 coupons for a free Junior Frosty. One bonus Wendy's app offer for a free any size fry with any purchase. Boo Books are perfect for handing out to trick-or-treaters or keeping and treating yourself. Plus, proceeds support the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, help find forever families for children in foster care. Boo Books are sold at Wendy's until Halloween, or until supplies last, and can be redeemed until December 31st, a.k.a. New Year's Eve 2021. We're going to do that poll question today in Halloween movies and forgot.
Yeah, he's going to put it up at 1 o'clock.
We forgot all about it.
Yeah, we're going to do it at 1.
All right, fine. We'll put up a poll question. What movies are going to go into the poll question?
Well, I'm going to save mine.
No, but we should put up like two or three movies.
The Friday the 13th. Series.
You got this, Sam?
Friday the 13th.
That's one option.
And Freddy Krueger series.
Nightmare on Elm Street?
Yep, that's two. And the third
one. You didn't like Freddy Krueger, did you?
Well, some people love it.
He played too much.
Yeah, he does play too much. All right. And the other one was the one that the
Saw
trilogy.
Those three.
Yeah.
That's for me.
And then you could pick your own.
Or other. And then you can tweet back what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
But please put Boo Books hashtag or something.
Yeah, on. Hashtag Boo Books.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Sam Schmitz is on it. Weekend is it?
Next weekend.
Okay, but Steve won't be here tomorrow. We're gonna do it tomorrow. So
yeah, that's fine. Saw is my vote. You know that.
Yeah.
Which one was Saw?
When they play too much too, because they play a game. If and he's asking you these questions, if you don't get it, it's okay. Well, you can get out of here, but you gotta cut your hand off.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it's. I'm not a scary movie guy, so for me,
voice,
yeah,
it was nasty.
Not a scary movie
guy.
Okay,
you can get out, but you got cut
which one?
Leg
which
off.
One was the one, Leroy, where the girl, she was up in the air in the bed and stuff, spinning around, throwing out stuff. Which
that's
one?
That's my
that?
Exorcist.
Is there one and two with that, or
don't forget about that?
I'm just asking. Is it just one?
I don't even know.
Yeah.
When was that made? 79, 78.
Linda Blair had to be. She was a little girl.
Wow,
that's the scariest
it?
Movie in the history of movies.
I don't know. Birds was pretty scary.
Nope. Birds. Ain't no birds scaring me.
This thing.
It was 73.
I straight ran out a movie theater.
What was it?
Was it like Hellraiser or something?
That was another one. They play too much.
Texas Chain House.
No. The Hellraiser, the guy had the things in his head and stuff.
Yeah.
I straight ran out the movie theater. I believe I was over here at Brookfield Square, maybe.
You were a grown person?
Was that Brookfield Square?
You were a grown person. This wasn't in Georgia when you were like 8. You were a grown person.
Yeah, because I don't do.
One of the ladies with him had her neck would open up.
When was Hellraiser? Can you see when that was?
They made two or three of them.
Was that 81?
Yeah, real quick.
I think I was in college then.
Yeah, probably Madison then. This Exorcist thing, I thought there was one. I didn't realize there's so
many.
Exorcist 2, The
Reckoning.
Heretic. 1977.
Okay.
1999, The Exorcist 3. 2004, Exorcist the Beginning.
No.
I had no idea. I only knew about the first one.
Because when she turned her head all the way around, like a 360 and spit that green stuff out and did a man voice, I told my mom they need to stop playing.
Now, you know another one. What's the one with the girl down in the hole?
Oh, The Ring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, with that long hair. She just right behind you.
Leroy, that one. Man,
when they did scary movies, she came out of TV.
I couldn't even sleep alone with The Ring, man.
So, like, there's a thing over here by the radio station in Franklin, Wisconsin, called The Hills Has Eyes.
Yeah, matter of fact, Dean.
That's a huge, like, haunted, scary thing. It's like an hour long. Yep. It's like $40.
Dean gave away four tickets to that.
Yeah, he did.
Dean Murray.
And people will wait in line for like an hour or two at The Rock.
Yep.
Oh, at the
people
Rock?
Will wait in line forever.
That movie's
and it's like
creepy.
$40, and it takes you an hour to get through this thing.
Are you walking?
Yes.
I ain't paying nobody to scare me.
I ain't doing that.
See, I grew up in the church. That's why the exorcist scared me, man.
Mark my words. If you go over there this weekend, go to the Umbrella Bar, have a drink, and watch all these people waiting in line up and down and around.
To go get scared.
For an hour. Yeah. Not scared for like 5-10 minutes at a time.
I don't do
scared
houses,
for an hour.
I don't do none of that.
Yeah. I think it's hugely popular. No. Huge, really? And it's expensive too. I think
it's like $40
a $40. Yeah,
he pulled that holy water out when that Christ.
And that, you remember when it burnt them?
He did that.
You remember when it burnt them, Leroy?
You are into scary movies, huh?
I used to. I'm grown now, but
as
I got older.
The Exorcist makes my skin peel off. It's the scariest movie.
Hey, Sam
ever.
Schmitz. So I want to get a younger person's perspective on this. So Sam,
Schmitz, try to get the phone here.
Real quick. That's okay. Put him on hold.
He probably liked them.
So for you, what is it? Because I mean, you're a lot younger than us.
The Halloween, Michael Myers. He's been dead 60 times. Cool.
See, I would say The Exorcist, but I saw that when I was really young.
Right.
Like a couple of years, like maybe 6, 7, 8 years old. So like, and to me, like the girl crawling down the stairs backwards and all that. Like as a kid, I didn't really know what was going on. So I kind of like laughed at it. I was like, oh, it's kind of funny. So that one like wasn't really too scary for me.
Right. Key.
But
I've
never seen like any of these like Friday the 13th or like Nightmare on Elm Street and all that because there's so many of them. Like why would I bother?
Right. The originals.
So what have you seen then?
I've seen like I have seen The Exorcist. Like I said, I've seen the first Saw, but like only bits and pieces of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
So you're not a big scary Halloween movie person, though.
Not really. Like not the mainstream ones. Like I've seen like a lot of slow burn ones that have come out the past couple years. Like
slow burn.
Have you ever heard of like The Lighthouse?
No.
Oh, it's with like Robert Pattinson and
Willem
Dafoe. It's about two guys who like are trapped in a lighthouse, but then the boat that's supposed to rescue them after their shift doesn't never come, so they're just stuck on this lighthouse for Lord knows how long, and then they kind of go crazy.
That's a millennial thing.
So two guys, huh?
Yeah, essentially.
They like eat each other or what happened?
No.
It was a plane crash that people were eating each other.
One dies, one goes crazy.
Yeah.
Ah. All right. That's enlightening. All right. We're going to play Aaron Rodgers, but instead we talked about that.
That was great.
That did exactly happen. So get in the poll question.
Yeah.
Sam Schmitz is putting it out at Big Show Network.
Scariest movie ever.
And hashtag Boo Books. That's what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Hashtag
please,
Boo Books.
We're promoting the Boo Books through the 31st, right?
All right. Still to come next hour. John McClain, the Houston Chronicle. Tell us about the newest member of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
He's going to wear number 50. Rich Podolsky will join us, author of You Are Looking Live, a book all about the famous CBS NFL pregame show with Brent Musburger, Jimmy the Greek, Will McDonough, Irv Cross, Phyllis George, all of that. So Rich Podolsky will tell us about that book. And Kevin Bullis, UW Whitewater head football coach, joins us as well. A busy last hour of the show, still straight ahead.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. So you guys have this poll question. I'll figure it out now. You and Sam Schmitz.
Oh, yeah.
The producer.
We was having that gossip for the most part.
All right, good. Let's go to Doug and Racine. You're
What's
next
up, Doug?
On
hey,
the
Doug.
Wendy's Big Show on a Thursday. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. I usually call in the morning around me because I sleep during your show.
Thanks.
Well,
appreciate
thanks a lot.
It.
We so put you to sleep.
Man, that's horrible. We apologize.
I work third shift.
Oh, okay.
I used to listen to you guys all the time, but Linda Blair and The Exorcist, that just freaked me out as a kid for life.
Life?
Exactly.
For life?
Yes, yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah, I still won't watch that movie ever again.
No, I'm done.
You remember when the bed starts shaking, Doug?
What was that?
Remember when the bed starts shaking and carrying on?
Oh, when her head spun around? No,
yes.
No, I get creeps. I got goosebumps right now.
I won't eat pea soup no more after that.
Hey, and I want to go down memory lane. My first Packer game was my buddy won tickets at work to a Bears-Packer game in 96.
Oh, wow.
And he asked me, he goes, "Do you want to go to the game?" I'm like, "Yeah." And he goes, after a week, he goes, "Guys are offering me $200 a ticket." I said, "Well, it's maybe because it's the biggest rivalry in NFL history." But we went to that game, and we were in the end zone where Desmond Howard ran down and did a pose right in front of us.
Nice.
Yeah, 97. And I'll tell you, Leroy, right next to Reggie White, your jersey is on my wall in the basement.
I appreciate that.
Good stuff, yeah, man. So, appreciate it. Thanks for the call.
All right.
I wanted to explain that.
You too.
Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. When me and Gary say they play too much, I explain it to Sam. He said, "What does that mean?" When a guy has to say like a paragraph before he kill you, y'all play too much. Go on, get it over with. I mean, come on. Linda Blair split some green stuff at this man, right? And he had this holy water, right? I said, "Mom, what is that?" She said, "That holy water, powerful." I said, "No, this girl rising out of bed in her night clothes. What is going on?" And he put that holy water. It was making cuts on her face. Holy water is powerful. So God is the hero. So that's why he had the collar on. And when the other priest fell down, the other priest got the exorcist out of her. Not spoiler alert. Got that spirit out of her.
The movie was made in 1973. If you didn't see it, that's your fault. Don't worry about spoiler alerts. Let's not act like this happened this morning.
Right.
It debuted.
Like it just broke.
It right.
Just broke.
It debuted before most people were alive listening. It's 73. You don't have to do spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alert.
God, spoiler alert. Man, get out of here. Thing is over 50 years old. I think we're past spoiler alert. Man, you can't be serious, man. Spoiler alert? What in the world? Coming up next, spoiler alert, P.J. Tucker's not a Buck. Will P.J. Tucker be the Scott Williams mistake for the Bucks? That's straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. Don't want to spoil anything.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network. All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.